me so much.
But it was the same premise. It was... But yeah, it never took off for obvious reasons. But
oh yeah, I'm... That comforts me to know.
Yes, know that he... He's just down in his estate in Florida.
Okay, but back to the real stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Super Bowl predictions. Who's going to win?
I think... I gotta tell you, I think the Mighty Ducks got this year.
You know,
they're gonna form the V. They're gonna.
I think you know. No, Air Bud coming for the chip right now.
No, I mean, Air Bud's been injured almost all season, so I don't know if he can.
You know. Okay. I know Air Bud has been off the court with his torn ACL, but it is not okay to come for him like that.
Okay, but I don't even know if I've seen an Air Bud movie. Have you? You talk a lot about Air Bud. Have you seen an Air Bud?
I have seen them all. Welcome back.
What about Space Buddies?
To Air Bud Asper.
Wait, can I just do something real quick?
Yeah.
Hello. I'm Ira Glass. On this segment, condiments. First segment. I'm sorry, nah. I'm a big...
Thank you. To listeners like you, NPR can keep going. Thank you.
No, so... I did bring up the form the V in the Mighty Ducks, but when Bradley Cooper was cheering, his shirt rode up.
Oh, did you see that, McGeg? Did you watch the Super Bowl?
I did. Wait, turn?
Yeah, is that what's that?
Yeah, so his shirt rode up, and you could see sweet abdominal muscles.
Mm, you could see those
and the
glutes.
V. He
mm-hmm.
had the V.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see that, but I watched the Super Bowl. I should have rewinded.
I'm gonna readjust.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm Connor, by the way.
Hey.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, this is my high school friend.
Yeah, how's it going? Not that That's I'm in funny. High school. I know her from high school.
Okay.
This is my friend, and he's 14.
No, I am a full-grown man in all regards.
But, you know, it's good. Okay, so it's the halftime of the Super Bowl.
Right.
JT about to take the stage. What is he singing?
Well,
what is he singing, y'all?
He started below the
stadium.
Yeah,
it was just like in a room.
And he was like, as a lifelong Prince fan.
Oh, hi, Mark. Oh,
what a story, Mark. I did not, can I swear?
No.
Never mind. What was I going to say? Yeah, but as a lifelong Prince fan, it was really great to see that homage to
Yeah. No, but I heard Prince. They've had, like, some beef, and it was like...
Who did?
Like, Justin Timberlake and, like, Prince, like...
Justin Timberlake?
Yeah. Someone said that, like, Prince doesn't like himself being, like, projected and performing with other people because
I know he's very defensive
of
copyright.
Did they use a hologram with Prince?
No, they
Or, like,
didn't.
A photo.
They used a projector. He was projected on a...
I was like, a photo.
A
photo made of light. I was kind of pumped for a hologram. Or
I guess
Prince
it was cool
the
when they showed, like, the whole, like, how they turned everything around it purple. Like
Prince is the kind of dude to, like, come out and be like, I was never dead.
Yeah.
I've just been like, alive the whole time.
Just like cut through the sheet.
Or
and
like,
be like
Justin
hey.
Timberlake pulls a mask off and he goes,
that would be the greatest thing ever.
I was Prince the whole time. With a little mustache. And, mm-hmm. But I remember the first time I ever saw a photograph of Prince. My dad's a musician, he's a jazz guitarist, and so he was always really into collecting vinyls and stuff.
Uh-huh.
We went into this shop that was selling vinyls, and I saw Prince on the cover of Purple Rain.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, who is this? He's like, is he a superhero?
Yeah,
he has like
what
a
is mass, that?
A matching motorcycle
right?
to his outfit. Like
it's so great. And there's like florals everywhere.
And there was like smoke around great. Him. There's floral in the back. And,
yeah.
And I haven't That's gotten tired one. Of that album. It's a great album.
Never.
And then I don't really like anything after Purple Rain until like Emancipation, which is a pretty good album. I like 1999.
Mm. But, what's the one that we, he's like, oh, let's get crazy.
Yeah.
That's on Purple Rain.
yeah.
But anyways, I am so excited to hear Justin Timberlake perform.
Oh, yeah, because We're live
from
live
Minnesota.
At the Super Bowl.
Live from Minnesota.
Live from
home
Minnesota.
State
from Minneapolis.
Yeah. Not Freddie Prince Jr., not Prince Charles. Prince, the one and only
One
Prince.
And only. And you know what we're doing? We're bringing sexy.
Ooh.
sit back. Yeah. The mother boys don't know how to act. Yeah. I think it's special what's behind your back. Yeah. So turn around and I'll pick up the slack. Yeah. Take a piece of bridge. Dirty babe. You see these shackles, baby, on this slave. I'll let you with me if I misbehave. Sexy, huh? I'm bringing sexy back. Yeah. The motherfuckers don't know how to act. Yeah. Go let me make up for the things you lack. Yeah. Cause you're burning up, I gotta get it fast. Yeah. Take it to the bridge. Dirty babe. You see these shackles, baby, I'm your slave. I'll let you with me if I misbehave.
Me all alone. Now you tell me you need me. things are better left unsaid. It wasn't like you only talk to him and you know it.
Don't act like you don't know it.
And all of these things people told me keep messing with my head. Should've picked honesty, then you may not have thought it.
Don't have to say
that you did.
I already know. I found out from him. Now there's just no chance.
You and me.
You'll never be.
And don't it make you sad about it?
Told me you love me. Why did you leave me all alone? Now you tell me you need me. Can you call me on the phone?
Can you call me on the phone?
Girl, I refuse. You must have me confused. Some other guy,
not like them, baby.
The bridges go burn. Now it's your turn.
It's your turn
to cry.
So call me a river. Go on and just
call me a river.
Go on and just
call me a river.
Baby, go on and just
call me a river.
The damage is done, so I guess I'll be leaving. Damage is done, so I guess I'll be leaving. The damage is done, so I guess I'll be leaving. The damage is done, so I guess I'll be leaving.
Don't have to say what you did.
I already know.
I already know.
I found out from him. There's just no chance.
You and me.
You and me.
Don't it make you sad?
Act like it's new.
Oh, I'll share this with Meg.
Welcome back to Egg Hour. This is WFO Medford, and we got a full
guess how many eggs.
Guess how many eggs are in our basket.
Is the carton full?
A small carton.
But you know who don't have a full carton because it's empty? Kylie Jenner, because she had the baby. Oh,
pop.
Clap. It's off.
Oh my God.
No, that's kind of wild. We were just saying how it'd be really cool if the Super Bowl halftime show was used as like a Lion King introduction to the baby. Comes out and hoists the baby up high.
I think she really chose to do it on today when like there was a lot of stuff going on.
Either to hype it up or
to be like just slide it in like I'm out though. Like,
you know, this is Sunday. This is Sunday's DMs. Just Lord shoot God. It in there. Get it lost with the rest of the hype.
Strategic baby placement, if you will.
Yeah, and it was like a good couple hours before the Super Bowl started.
People need something to talk about.
She gave herself her moment, and then she was like, it's over.
Yeah.
Well, like,
she thought
word,
about it.
Okay, the word hero is thrown around a lot. But that was a pretty heroic act by our girl Kylie Jenner. Not trying to take the spotlight away from anyone.
I agree.
Or maybe the father, Travis Scott. Who knows whose decision it was?
Yeah.
We'll probably never
know. I like that she kept it a secret. It was like, are you pregnant? Don't tell.
Kylie and Travis.
Don't tell us.
Kylie and Travis, if you're listening, call in.
Please.
No, Kylie is a long time fan of Egg Hour.
Definitely.
Like,
the fan mail's getting
You know, Kylie, crazy. Chill.
The several hours I've spent in the studio, like, I've read through the fan mail. It's wild.
Like, everyone knew she was pregnant, but, like, that's impressive that, like, no one was positive.
Yeah, because the fact that it was never confirmed. Exactly.
She's good. She's got her stuff.
Well, she's got her
stuff. Charlotte, you asked this question earlier. Which is weirder, that Kylie Jenner is a mom or that Travis Scott is a dad?
This is an unpopular opinion, but question. I think it is weirder that Kylie Jenner is a mom.
But there's other Kardashian mother. I know she's Jenner. Sorry. Maybe it's not.
No, I think they're
not political.
Jenner. I was going to say, maybe it's not PC.
She's in the Kardashian family.
Wait, how old is Travis Scott, may I ask?
Like 30s.
Older.
7,000 years. That's why he uses so many Gregorian chants in his music.
Because he knows the oldies.
Takes me back to the dark ages.
Travis Scott knows the oldies and goodies, but he himself is an oldie but a goodie. And now he's a daddy and an oldie and a goodie.
As I've been told, it's like, I feel like
25. He's 25.
Yeah, that is younger
than
I thought.
20, 21?
She's 20. 20,
30, okay.
That's not bad.
Like, yeah. I feel like.
Okay. Because we're the ones to
decide.
You know,
that's fine.
It's all right.
Yeah.
I feel like Travis Scott will just be in the studio, and then he's like, let's make this evil. So then, the producer just adds, chants
to
the song.
Well, now he's
going to
be in the studio, and he's going to be like, baby got school in the morning. Like, I don't know. He's a dad.
What do you think they named their baby?
I hope it's one of those celebrity names.
Like, they got Chicago. It's going to be like Minneapolis. Minneapolis just to commemorate.
I hope they named it Tom Brady.
Is it not Thomas Bradley? His full name, Thomas Bradley.
Tamesian Bradlonson.
Tomicus Bradley.
I like that. His last name's, I guess, Jenner Scott. Scott Jenner.
Right, Jenner. Well, will the baby get
no,
Jenner?
No, its last name is Eccles.
Yeah. They need a Penny. Yeah,
it's Penny Eccles. Oh, I love my dog. Wow.
You do have a dog. Yeah. I like your dog. I don't like a lot of dogs. And
like at once?
You are skating a thin line right now. Tell me more. If this has a compliment for my dog, please keep talking.
So your dog is kind of an exception.
I tried to love your dog.
Georgia once harassed my dog's nipples.
I tried to cuddle it. I tried to caress
the
your
nipple
dog.
Monster
speech. This is not fair. I don't
Georgia,
think this is fair.
Sun King by day, nipple monster by
night.
There's a lot of just to immerse the listeners. There's a lot of emotions flying around right now.
There are
history.
I love Penny. You won't let me.
Then why'd you try to lactate her?
I tried to give her a hug. A friendly cuddle.
Well, I think no animal's milk can be sacred. If you're going to drink cow's milk, it should all be drank.
Yeah, but that's besides the point.
Hot take. Colin, do you think all milk is equal?
All milk is equal. But no, my thing with dogs is they're just a lot. Your dog isn't a lot, but I think it's
my dog's a major chiller.
They're too high maintenance for me. And I don't think...
George is thinking about them nipples.
But I don't I clearly missed a lot between Georgia and Penny Eccles, the dog's
really
relationship.
Isn't much there. I just
so what
tried
happened?
To love her. I tried
How?
To love her.
And then what'd she do?
Me.
She said, what'd she say? Body language when they say.
Body language is a key factor with dogs, I think.
I have a dog at home who loves me, so I just want to say
that. Okay, that's okay. No, don't be like, I have dog friends. It's okay.
So you know, some of my friends are dogs. Yeah.
Some of my closest friends, dogs, all of them, dogs.
You know,
golden lab, or is it golden retriever, or are they both correct?
Golden
Penny's
retrievers.
A mix. Right?
Penny's a mutt.
Yeah.
A regular
She's
mutt.
A dirty girl.
She comes from the mud.
She is yellow lab and terrier.
Is it like this all the time on the show?
Yes.
Very good.
How many listeners does this show
have?
That's my question.
A lot.
I'll tell Meredith to tune in.
My thing is
29.
Hey.
Wait, really?
No. 29 listeners? That's pretty cool.
I love you all.
Can we make it to 30? Can we do it? But no, okay, if somebody asked me, what do you think of Charlotte Eccles when we were in high school?
Mm-hmm.
I would have been like, we're going to be on a radio show together. I would have been like, what, I don't know, mm-hmm. It's just kind of weird how the world works.
No, it is strange.
George and Penny Eccles, if you ask Penny Eccles what Georgia would be doing with her. I don't know what she'd say.
I don't know what Penny would say, but I don't know.
Something.
I have a question. Is Charlotte the head egg, or are you guys like?
Don't make us DTR.
Let me just say one thing. I think all eggs are equal, but Charlotte does sit in that chair every time.
There seems to be some sort of class system. The head egg.
I'm gonna say second head egg.
I almost went with
what?
I'm gonna say second head egg.
I'm a third, an original egg.
Yes, I'm an important guest.
Wait, who's a guest who's usually here?
Okay, it's time. Oh, my name is lovely listeners. It's time for some introductions.
Sorry.
So forgive me.
Connor, Conner looking good.
Let's do some intros. So for the Egg Hour anchors, we got our
for the Egg Hour anchors.
Recording live from Minnesota.
Man, it's snowy out there, and I don't know enough about Minnesota to describe it.
Mm-hmm. We got a Charlotte in the main seat. Give the people a little. Your egg noise?
Was good, ma.
Oh, you should have like a news segment. It's like, we're about to get hard boiled.
So we got Charlotte, and we got Magag.
That's right.
Magag.
Egg is already in your name. You have to add it.
That's an interesting point.
I don't have to adjust your name.
No, we do. Just to really clarify. All
right, but like, who's the Simon Cowell? Who's the Randy Jackson? Who's the Paula Abdul?
I think I'm the Randy a little bit. Okay.
Yeah.
You're the Simon.
You're just the Paula.
honey, let me touch your nipples.
You're not quite here. I love Paula Abdul just adds things that never needed to be there. I don't know.
Hot take, call in. Was Paula Abdul just on Charlie's many on drugs?
Charlie, do you disagree? Would you think you're Simon or Randy or Paula?
I would think I'm the like rebrand of American Idol that's on ABC, and I'm Katy Perry.
The one season he was on.
Wait, what is it called? Colin,
if you saw the Steven Tyler commercial where he had a CGI.
Oh,
young
I
want to
be Steven Tyler. Does anyone want to be J-Lo?
Fun Steven Tyler story. I was at a breakfast place in Duxbury, Massachusetts. There was Steven Tyler. I think it was like Steven Tyler oatmeal. Like the oatmeal was named after Steven Tyler. And Steven Tyler came to the diner.
The same time you were there?
Yeah.
When you were
because he was a regular there.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Why? There's no arc to this story. That's all that happens.
You know what the arc is? You know what the moral is? Dream on.
Liv Tyler. What a story, Mark. No, Steven Tyler, what a man. Mm. And his cool daughter. And they're just cool. I don't know.
Thank you.
Joe Perry's cool, too.
Okay, so we have not done full introductions. Yeah. We have a full studio, full house.
Let's go.
Okay, so we have the Sun King reporting live, the nipple monster.
Can I say? Yep, introduce yourself. You know. Hello, listeners. It's great to be back. I missed Egg Hour. It's been a long, long break. Feels like home. Feels like your kitchen at home, frying the eggs.
I don't think you know how to fry eggs.
You know, I've practiced. I've done a little frying.
I feel like if Georgia were to make eggs, she would just like crack an egg and put it in her Sun King loafers and be like, "Breakfast is ready."
I'm so sorry, this has all been directed at you.
Georgia, you've been
amazing. Lovely while you've been here. Maybe you're not.
The other day, Georgia asked me how to wash a mason jar.
I think a mason jar is a blunt enough instrument that the answer is however you want it.
You know, like, literally, she was, like, running water through it, and there was, like, still stuff in the bottom, and she's like, how do I get this? I was like, you, like, use a sponge.
Well, it was really stuck. It was really...
Well, what was it?
I don't know what it was. I mean, yeah, you could... I think it was, like...
Lentils.
No. What do you think?
That makes sense. I really don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, it was sticky. It was sticky.
Kombucha.
Who fills a mason jar with honey?
It's Georgia.
It wasn't. I think
now
it was
I get why everyone's criticizing. All right.
Okay, but honestly, just to keep the show going here, move the attention away. Is
see, she's Paula. She's,
my favorite kind of egg is a fried egg.
Oh, we didn't even have to ask. Oh. Thank you. Moving along.
Middle school icebreakers. We're all in class. What's your favorite thing to do when you're not in? In English class, whatever it is.
Moving along, next to the Sun King, we got a star from Western Massachusetts.
Hello. The Wild West. The Wasteland.
The big E.
I've heard legends of Western Mass.
Western Mass, you know, the legends are not.
I don't want to steal the mic.
To the truth,
but I did visit. I've been there. Everyone.
Yes, all the way from Western Mass. I've been to Western Mass. It's a great place. The Wild Wild West. Today I was told that I say the word fire wrong
because I told her that actually
with my
steal the attention
with just my Western Mass accent.
Say it.
Say fire.
Fire.
Fire! Did you hear that?
Fire.
I heard nothing.
Okay. Question to
You're
the.
You're really immersed in our culture. Let me just wonderful. Say
question to all the friends. Say like a place with walls, and a roof.
A house.
Yeah. No, it's like an end of
room.
Room.
A room.
Room.
A
room.
A room.
A room.
Room.
Wait,
room.
Go to your room.
R-H-U-M-E. Bedroom. R-H-U-M-E.
Okay, what about crayon versus crayon?
Crayon.
No.
Crayon.
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 Crayon. Wait, I'm going to say something to Mike that may bother you all.
Yeah.
Wait.
Crayon.
My favorite color is orange.
Orange.
That sounded a little off.
That's really
that orange. Has a nice ring or when you
orange.
Say it.
I say orange.
I kind of
orange.
Will you just whisper that in my ear?
Orange juice.
Welcome
back to Egg Hour.
Some of my best friends are from New Jersey. Let me just start with that. And they say water really strangely.
How to say it?
Water.
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 Well, that's water. Upsetting.
Water.
That's
but I
very
always
upsetting.
Call them out for it. And one this woman from New Jersey pulled me aside and was like, you have to stop calling people from New Jersey out for the way they say water. And now I just have to sit there in silence.
Is this like where you work?
This is where I work, yeah.
Where do you work?
I work at a daycare. I'm a teacher.
Okay.
We
so they drink it occasionally, but not all the time.
This isn't
so
gonna kids sound real. We had a water drinking like competition like this classroom, like whoever drank the most water. This, I know, like, it was stupid.
No, that's great.
It was the worst.
But the kids are going to start picking up the wrong way to say water.
But also, I drink a lot of tea, and I asked if it could be counted, but it wasn't.
That's and I was water. Like, that's water.
Okay, if we're not counting, I don't, what if I eat like a plump tomato? Does that count water. Towards my hydration?
Do you know that there's
a cucumber?
A cuke.
There's actually been a Supreme Court case on whether or not tomatoes are fruit or vegetable.
Wasn't it counted as
really,
a...
Really, Charlotte? You have the trivia tonight.
I've heard Michelle is a serving. Scientist. Can you give us a hot take on this?
Michelle, the real scientist.
Dude, in my scientific opinion, from the one bio class I took in college,
wow.
I would say that we didn't cover any plants, but I know a lot about cells.
Well,
human cells, not plant cells.
Oh, sure, daddy, like
54%
stop.
Of our DNA with a banana.
It's like 99.
Wow. 99
I came in here and learned so much about myself.
Yeah, you know, when you are looking at a banana, you're really seeing a mirror image of yourself projected.
It's like you're my mirror.
Couldn't get any big.
I think we should take this time to introduce our
next to Mozzie Wazzy and next to Western Mass, we have a resident of Avocado Lane. Ron Hubbard.
Elon Musk.
Wait, I feel like, okay, unpopular opinion, the avocados of Massachusetts are better than those of California.
Hot take, you heard it here.
What qualifies you to say that?
Because I've tasted both.
Oh, wow.
I don't really do this unless I'm blank or blank, but I'm both right now. Got me talking about Cottos.
Avos.
Willing and able. That's blank and blank.
But what's better?
Yeah, what?
And what's your name? More. What's your name, fam?
She doesn't want to say.
Does it have to have egg in it? A live egg.
The artist formerly known as Avocado.
A live egg and avocado.
Who would win? Exactly. An egg or an avocado?
Like, plants obviously.
Egg. Like an avocado.
Avocado?
Like, have, like, pit.
What if that dragon hide, too?
Wait, Charlotte, also, I don't really like eggs.
Right? It's mouth.
Oh, we got it. Oh, did you hear that?
Like,
we have a dissenter.
What was that?
We're going to...
I missed this.
Olivia, you're going to have to...
We're going to have to think about this. We're going to... Yeah.
You don't like eggs.
Why?
Do you eat meat?
I feel like... No.
Okay, well, you did about that. 2 months
okay,
ago.
Charlotte, I was a vegetarian for 6 years.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. So,
why'd you stop? Why'd you stop?
I don't eat meat either.
Why'd I stop?
Mm-hmm. I'm a full-time vegetarian, part-time
And now vegan. I'm both. Double trouble.
Triple threat.
Triple threat. How do you become a triple threat? Nutritional.
What about, like... Vegan? No, that's just
paleo.
One.
Yeah,
I was vegan.
Yeah,
because
go paleo too.
Oh my god.
Okay, I want to start the colonial the diet. It's like just like different eras.
Cod.
Have well, it'd just be like salted meats and beer.
Yeah. Ooh,
just,
a good like Sun King's bling. Court diet.
No, I actually need like some legitimate advice because I'm in the middle of this right now. But I was vegan for a pretty long time because my I don't want to say. Girlfriend, but my friend,
wife
was my wife, happily married for many years. Mm-hmm. She was a vegan, and I kind of
was copying her because you're a copycat.
This has been derailed, but I don't know. I was a vegan for a really long time because of that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's what I should have done, or if I could. I don't know. Connect with a vegan while not being mm-hmm. vegan myself.
Open your third eye. Realign your chakras.
I don't know, man. It was weird. It was just hard eating at restaurants and stuff.
Yeah.
Especially if we went out with friends, it was hard to have friends who weren't vegans.
Oh yeah, that's really hard.
You really have to isolate yourself.
I really stepped into a bubble. I feel like.
Do you think that when you would eat meat, like. She would judge you, she
well,
would like, kind of
side anyway.
Eye.
I
that.
Took the step from vegetarian to vegan, not from.
Oh.
I was gonna say normal person to vegan, but
like a superior
a
being.
Oh.
If you're listening, I'm sorry for calling you out on the air. But no, she's in France actually.
Maybe she's one of the 29 listeners.
Yeah,
I think you can get it from France.
You know, yeah.
In the whole
I would
world,
say, 7 billion.
Okay, 29 is a pretty sizable number.
Yeah, that's a pretty good fraction.
29 is great.
29 7 billionths. I think that's how it works.
I don't know, but it was just hard to have friends that weren't vegan.
Yeah.
It's
hard to have friends when you're vegan.
It's hard to have friends.
In general.
Period.
We got a classic Mozzie Wozzie tune.
Oh, which one could it be?
Oh, there's so many. This is, I feel like I'm hyping this up too much.
Okay,
but you
that's
know,
fine.
When you got an essay.
When you got an essay.
I don't have much time. And it's winter break.
What can it be?
Oh, I know what this is.
Wait, I can't hear it.
Work from home.
Oh! Yes.
And you go to an Austin all-girls school and they have a conversation about this.
Okay,
I'm sitting pretty impatient, but I know you gotta put in them hours. I'ma make it harder. I'm sending pick up to picture. I'ma get you fired. I know you're always on the night shift, but I can't stand. But you gotta put in work, 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 work. You don't gotta go to work, 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 work. Let my body do the work, 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 work. We can work from home. We can work from home. Let's put it in motion.
I'll make it feel like a vacay. Turn the bed into an ocean. We don't need nobody. I just need your body. Nothing but sheets in between us. Ain't no getting off early. I know you're always on the night shift, but I can't stand these nights alone. And I don't need no explanation, 'cause baby you're the boss at home. You don't gotta go to work, 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 work. But you gotta put in work, 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 work. You don't gotta go to work. And my body do the work, 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 work. We can work tomorrow, oh, oh. We can work tomorrow, oh, oh.
Oh, yeah. Girl, gotta work for me. Can you make a clap? No hands for me. Take it to the ground, pick it up for me. Look back at it all, I'm for me. Put in work like my time, she ride it like a 63. I'ma buy a new Celine. Let her ride in the foreign with me. Ooh, she the bae, I'm her boo. And she down to break the rules. Ride or die, she gon' go. I'm gon' jump, she finesse. I pipe up, she take that. Putting overtime on your body.
You ain't gotta go away. Work, 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 work. But you gotta do work.
Talk that talk, baby. We can have some fun. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Baby, don't you fight it. Close your eyes and swipe it. Maybe I could be with you. If you buy me diamonds and you keep me smiling, baby, I can be with you. Make it fit like the perfect size. Oh yeah, oh yeah. And if you give me everything I want, you go from none to number one. Yeah, you're so cute, yeah, you're so fine. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Baby, don't you fight it. Close your eyes and swipe it. Maybe I could be with you. If you buy me diamonds and you keep me smiling, baby, I can be with you.
From us, running from us. Let's sister, my baby. Oh my, my, my. Buzz cut, I've got my tongue between your teeth. Go slow, no, no, go fast. You like it just as much as me. Now let's stop running from love, running from love. Let's stop, my baby. Let's stop running from us, running from us.
We're back with a very important message that will be presented to us by a new studio favorite.
Wow.
And that me. Is not me. The Sun King.
Me. Always the new studio
favorite. It's always
favorite.
About me.
Me.
But my favorite resident of Avocado Lane.
Yes.
What do we have?
Sun
I mean,
King.
Okay, sometimes I take the train. And sometimes I go on the Green Line.
Right.
And sometimes on this Green Line, I go to Leechmere.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's at Leechmere?
No.
Museum of Science. Museum of Science.
The Museum of Science.
What? Sometimes I pass the Museum of Science, and I'm like, you know, what does this old hunky old man of museum have to give to me? Mm. You know what? Can you answer that?
I literally did not know this existed.
I know, but
there's
if
also
it did
a mall
exist,
there.
If,
oh, did you want? Okay. The Museum of Science presents Amir Maze, Numbers in Nature, an interactive and immersive new traveling exhibit.
If there's anything I like, it's immersion.
Immerse me. Let me continue.
Oh, please.
And explains that mathematical patterns that surround us every day in the
calc
natural
one.
World.
Olivia,
can
you explain calc
the
two.
National?
Calc
that,
three.
I've heard that the calc nature
four.
Is a...
Calc 6.
And a calc 1, 2, 3, 4.
Calc
7. Calc 8. No, it gets much harder after calc 2.
And calc 10. That's
right. Calc 10. That's not real.
Calc 10.
Calc 11.
Once you get to calc 13, it's just Tony Monaco taking you into a private room and saying, solve this.
Wow.
But, you know, speaking of this mirror maze, There's nested spirals of a sunflower's seed. Of a majestic mountain rain.
Is this some prose?
This is honestly.
Is this milk and honey?
Steamy.
Is this the Ruby, Museum of Science presents?
Ruby Carr?
Milk and honey. but tell me more, Olivia. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes I wonder how much square feet is this exhibit gonna take?
How much?
1,700. Wait, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
That's 1,700.
Of what? Of what?
Elaborate mirror maze.
Wow.
Meg, we're really harmonizing tonight.
Wow.
And what does it include? Olivia, tell me what it includes.
Activities for the whole family.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Dead ends.
Thank God. Thank
A small secret room hidden. Watch out, 50 Shades of Gray.
Yeah, 50 you're right.
Shades darker.
50 shades of Museum of Science. Throughout this interactive experience, what will I come to appreciate?
The beauty of our world through numbers.
For more everyone in the studio, raise your hand if you're craving more information.
Me.
Oh, all of the hands are raised.
Call in if you're raising your hand at home and just let us know.
For more information about this mirror maze exhibit, which is included in the exhibit hall's admission, as well as everything going on at the Museum of Science, which is so much.
Does it smell good?
Check out the museum's website.
MOS.org.
Y'all, what has this been? Has it been a public service?
This has been a public service.
I smell a public service.
What do you smell out there?
And who are we? A Tufts Freeform
Radio.
Radio.
In Medford, Massachusetts. 02155.
Massachusetts, New England.
Boston Avenue.
A summer in Medford. One night in Medford.
That's beautiful.
That was lovely.
Talent.
I feel like we don't hear Michelle sing quite enough.
So. I do. I hear her sing enough.
I don't at hear home. Enough.
Let's hear more.
Question to the listeners.
Yes.
Oh no, I'm not a listener.
Should I apply to 2 supports?
Yes. Please, and let's do a great essay.
No, Charlotte.
Uh-huh. So they
apply to fit.
Oh my god!
I like Olivia's idea of applying to be a fit support staff and bringing it down from the inside.
Yeah. Me too.
That's genius.
Fun fact about graham crackers. Graham crackers were made by a Mormon who was like, I'm gonna make a diet that's gonna make no one want sex. So he tries to create such a
graham. Oh, I've heard.
Kill people's libidos.
But graham crackers are good.
I know, cause Honey Maid came in and was like, but with sugar.
I get it. I gotcha.
Wow.
I think that's so funny.
I do not. Know,
I didn't know that story.
Graham crackers are so good.
Wow.
I kind of like the cinnamon ones too.
I mean, graham crackers are they're very unique. But they're very unique.
Something
right?
about the original flavor.
What else tastes like a graham cracker?
Do you know what else is good? The honey grams. But those are graham crackers.
Wait, guys, Teddy grams.
Teddy grams.
I like the graham crackers with cinnamon on top. You guys, I feel like the same thing is being said over and over.
Wait, no. I like the
Teddy
ones.
Numbers, the Museum of Science exhibit.
Teddy
this is
grams.
Just, this has just been an example of numbers in nature and
the
beauty.
Think about when I think
chocolate
about
repetition.
When I think about repetition, I think about sunflowers.
So many sunflowers. So now we're gonna jump into our ASMR portion of the night. So I want everyone to grab their mic and just make the most delicate noises you can into it, but the most satisfying at the same time. So thanks for listening. It's been a good week.
What?
I'm
doing what I'm
Wait, wait. That's right.
Before we go, we should hear some animal noises.
Oh my gosh.
Georgia has a really good cow.
Wait, Michelle has a good rooster.
I have a good rooster. I have a good goat. First. Okay, this is my rooster. Do you want to hear my like young thug but dolphin?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I can do goat.
Me. Wait, Georgia, do cow.
No.
Wow, that's
amazing.
Cow.
Yeah, that's cow. True. That's the point.
Cow at climax.
I can do like a less. I can definitely do a less intense cow, like moo.
Moo.
Question mark.
No, Moo? Do the horny cow.
Horny cow.
Horny cow with a throbbing.
Okay, okay.
Throbbing member.
Oh, God.
Me.
No, that was a goat, Georgia.
Goat.
Yeah.
Me. Me.
Oh, God, imagine 50 Shades of Grey, but it's like animal noise fan fiction, so it's like, she whimpers. Intense.
Me. Me.
He bites her ear.
That's it.
And lets out a soft
moo.
Well, as we do,
this
what
has
we
been
want
great.
Ears, we do it.
We do your. We do something to your ears your, right now.
Whatever egg we want. To.
Ready?
This has been egg hour.
Listen
yes.
to your. Wait.
Ox.
Eggs though.
Eggs,
right.
Eggs.
So eggs are cool. bye.
Trade it in, cause it's our life. I could be the drink in your cup. I could be the green in your blunt. You'll push a man, yeah, I got what you want. You wanna escape all of the crazy shit. You're the Maryland, I'm the president. And I'd love to hear you say, girl. Do what I want with your body. Do what I want with your body. Back at the club, taking shots, getting naughty.